天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。今天呢，麦克牧师将带领我们一起来学习一个新的系列的信息，就是从使徒行传中来学习神的话语。这个系列的节目呢，就叫做 God's Power for Living， 依靠神的能力生活。那神的能力有哪些呢？我们又有哪些确据可以相信神的能力呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详，预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this new broadcast.
欢迎你收听我们新的系列节目。
We are bringing a new series of messages from the Book of Acts.
我们所要讲的新的系列信息出自《使徒行传》。
I want to begin by relating this to a common occurrence.
首先，让我跟你谈一谈一种普通的情况。
If you get summoned by the court to testify as a witness,
如果法院传唤你出庭作证。
You will not be expected to present a legal argument.
你不需要去讲一篇法律上的辩词。
Or to expound on some theory of jurisprudence.
或者去讲解一些法学上的理论。
Or to argue the finer points of the law.
或对法律的某个要点提出辩论。
When you are called to witness,
当你被传召做证人。
You are only required to answer the following questions.
你只需要回答以下的问题。
What did you see?
你看见了什么?
What did you hear?
你听见了什么?
What did you experience?
你经历到什么?
A witness may or may not know the law.
一个证人可能懂法律,也可能不懂。
A witness may or may not know all of the circumstances surrounding the case.
一个证人可能知道也可能不知道有关这件案子所有的情况。
The witness might not be eloquent.
证人不一定能言善道。
Or articulate.
不一定口齿伶俐。
He is only required to tell the court what he saw and what he heard and what he experienced.
他只需要在法庭说出他的所见所闻和他的经历。
Sometimes a witness's testimony can make a difference.
有时候证人的证词对案情有关键性的影响。
Many times a witness's testimony can spare or kill a life.
常常证人的证词可以左右一个人或生或死。
Refusing to speak of what you know can ruin lives.
拒绝说出你所知道的可能摧毁一个生命。
Refusing to testify can place the lives of others in jeopardy.
拒绝作证可能危害别人的性命。
Jesus knew the importance of an eyewitness testimony.
耶稣明白见证人的证词多么重要。
That is why the last thing he said to his disciples was, "Be my eyewitnesses."
所以他对他的门徒所说的最后一句话就是，做我的见证。
If there is one theme that runs through the book of Acts,
如果说《使徒行传》中有个贯穿全书的主题的话，
it is the theme of witnessing.
那主题就是做见证。
In fact, Luke makes it clear that in his first volume, the Gospel according to Luke,
其实作者路加在他第一集的著作，也就是《路加福音》里就很清楚表明了。
He documents the acts of the Lord Jesus Christ's earthly life and mission.
他把主耶稣基督在世上的生活和使命行动都记录在案。
And in his second volume, which is the Book of Acts, he documents the acts of the Holy Spirit in the early church.
在他第二集的著作，也就是《使徒行传》里，他记录了圣灵在初代教会的行动。
The reason most Christians do not bear witness to their salvation.
为什么大部分基督徒没有为所得到的救恩做见证呢？
Is because they think they can witness in their own strength.
因为他们以为要靠自己的力量做见证。
While in reality they can only witness in the power of Jesus Christ.
但事实上他们必须依靠耶稣基督的能力才能做见证。
My listening friends, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你很仔细地听我说。
There is a world of difference between testifying in your power and in Jesus' power.
靠自己的力量和靠耶稣的能力做见证是截然不同的。
When you think you should stand by yourself witnessing for Christ,
当你以为是独自一人为基督做见证，
you will be discouraged.
那么你就会感到泄气。
You will be disappointed.
你会失望。
But if you are standing in the power of Christ,
但如果你靠着基督的大能，
He will speak through you.
他会透过你说话。
He will give you wisdom.
他会赐给你智慧。
And above all, He will give you faith.
他更会赐你信心。
And that is why the first 11 verses of the book of Acts are very important.
所以《使徒行传》开始的十一节经文非常重要。
They tell us all that we need to know about our message.
那里告诉我们必须明白所要传讲的信息。
And about our witness to that message.
以及如何为这信息做见证。
If you have a Bible, please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻到《使徒行传》第一章第一到十一节，请听我读。《使徒行传》第一章第一到十一节，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人呢、啊、你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
These first 11 verses from chapter 1 of the book of Acts,
使徒行传第一章的这十一节经文，
are a historical document of the 40 days between Jesus' resurrection from the dead and his ascension to heaven.
这是记载耶稣从死里复活，直到四十天后升天的历史实录。
Luke is telling us six things about these 11 verses.
路加在这十一节经文里告诉我们六件事。
First,
第一，
our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣这个人。
Verses 1 and 2.
在第一、第二节里。
Secondly,
第二。
His manifestation is our proof.
他的显现就是我们的凭据。
Verse 3.
在第三节里。
Thirdly,
第三。
His might is our promise.
他的能力就是我们的保证。
Verses 4 and 5.
在第四、第五节里。
Fourthly,
第四。
The Master's plan is our priority.
神的计划是我们首要的事。
Verses 6 and 7.
在第六、第七节里。
Fifth,
第五。
Our mission is his program.
我们的使命是他企划的。
Verse 8.
在第八节里。
Number 6.
第六。
Our motivation is the prospect of his return.
我们的动机就是对他再回来的盼望。
Verses 9 to 11.
在九到十一节里。
Let's look at the first one.
让我们来看第一点。
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣这个人。
The Christian faith is the only faith where the message is the messenger.
唯有基督教的信仰，信息本身就是传讲信息者。
If you take Jesus out of Christianity,
如果基督教没有耶稣，
you will have nothing but a dead corpse.
就全是空谈和一具尸体。
Jesus did not merely teach about God.
耶稣不仅仅教导有关神的事。
He was God.
他自己就是神。
Jesus did not merely tell us about salvation.
耶稣不仅告诉我们什么是救恩。
He is our salvation.
他自己就是我们的救恩。
Jesus did not merely tell us about the wages of our sins.
耶稣不仅告诉我们什么是罪的工价。
He carried those wages on his cross.
他在十字架上亲自承担我们的罪价。
Jesus did not merely point us to God.
耶稣不仅指引我们归向神。
He is the only way to God.
他自己就是通往神的唯一道路。
Our faith is not based merely on some dead words recorded in some dead book.
我们的信仰不是建立在一些死的书本里的死的字句上。
No.
不是。
Our faith is based on a historically proven, living, resurrected Christ.
我们的信仰是建立在有历史根据、从死里复活，并且一直活到今天的基督身上。
Our faith is not merely a set of moral and ethical rules.
我们的信仰并不只是一套道德伦理的规条。
But it is set in a personal God who empowers us.
而是建基于使我们有能力的神身上。
He empowers us to live up to his moral and ethical standards.
他赐给我们力量，使我们的生活行为能符合道德伦理的标准。
So our message is his person.
因此，我们的信息就是耶稣自己。
Secondly,
第二。
His manifestation is our proof.
他的显现就是我们的凭据。
Verse 3.
在第三节里。
I'm amazed at the intellectual dishonesty of some so-called historians.
我感到很讶异，有些声称为历史专家的学者，竟然在学术上不诚实。
They would accept the detailed account of the eruption of Mount Vesuvius of AD 79 as historical fact.
他们对于公元79年威苏威火山爆发情景的详细描述完全接纳为历史事实。
Even though it was written by a 17-year-old boy.
而其实那是一个17岁的男孩子所写的。
But they will refuse to believe the eyewitness account of at least 500 people of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但他们却拒绝相信至少有500个目击证人为复活的耶稣基督所做的见证。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fact of history.
耶稣基督的复活是历史的事实。
And if you subject the resurrection to historical test,
如果让耶稣复活的事实接受历史性的考验,
it will pass with flying colors.
必定会通过无疑。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 3, Luke tells us,
使徒行传第一章第三节那里,路加告诉我们,
After his suffering, Jesus showed himself to at least 500 men.
他受害之后,耶稣向至少五百人显现,
and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive.
并用许多凭据证明他复活了。
Many of these eyewitnesses stood before the cross.
这些目击证人中，许多都曾经站在十字架下。
They saw the nails going into Jesus' hands and feet.
他们亲眼看见铁钉刺穿了耶稣的手和脚。
They watched him as he died.
他们眼看着他死亡。
They saw him buried.
他们眼看着他被埋葬。
But then they saw him alive again.
但后来他们看见他复活了。
Many of them could not believe it.
许多人不敢相信。
But as they talked with him,
但当他们跟耶稣谈过话,
as they walked with him,
当他们与耶稣一同走路,
and as they ate with him,
他们与耶稣一同吃饭,
as they heard him speak of important issues of the kingdom of God,
他们聆听耶稣讲论关于神国度的重要性。
They not only became convinced of his resurrection,
他们不仅确信耶稣的复活,
but they became willing to pay with their life for their conviction.
他们更愿意为自己所相信的付出生命的代价。
That is why, as a scientist, Dr. Luke uses words such as convincing proofs.
所以身为科学家的路加医生使用可信的凭据这样的字眼来说明。
What is the argument here?
他所提出的论据是什么呢?
A.
第一,
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fact of history.
耶稣基督的复活是历史事实。
B.
第二,
Because the resurrection of Christ is a fact of history, then he is the God of very God.
既然基督复活是历史事实，他必定是独一的真神。
C.
第三。
And because he is God of very God,
他既然是独一的真神，
everything he says is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
他所说的每一句话就必然是绝对的真理，完全的真理。
D.
第四。
Because he is the truth and everything he said was the truth.
既然他就是真理,他所说的也都是真理。
Therefore, every human being will be judged based on whether they accepted or rejected the truth.
那么所有的人就是根据他接受或拒绝真理来受审判。
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣自己。
His manifestation is our proof.
他的显现就是我们的凭据。
But thirdly,
第三,
in verses 4 and 5,
在第四跟第五节里,
His might is our promise.
他的能力就是我们的保证。
The scripture says,
圣经说,
that God's might is our promise.
神的能力是我们的保证。
If there is one thing that modern Christians do that runs contrary to the scripture, it would be this.
如果说现代基督徒做了什么违背圣经原则的，应该就是这一件。
It is their overemphasis on methods and programs.
他们过分强调方法和活动。
I know that it is human nature to focus on this program or that program.
我知道人喜欢把注意力放在不同的节目活动上，这是人类的天性。
I know it is human nature to find a plan that has worked somewhere else and try to import it.
我明白，人类的天性总是喜欢把在别的地方行得通的计划搬回来使用。
That is why Jesus commands his disciples to wait on the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣才吩咐门徒要等候圣灵。
That is why Jesus commands his disciples to wait on the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣才吩咐门徒要等候圣灵。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came to earth to accomplish a specific task.
在旧约时代，圣灵来到世上完成某个特定的使命。
And then he returned to heaven.
之后就回到天上去。
And that is why there are many promises in the Old Testament about the Holy Spirit's coming to earth.
因此在旧约圣经里有许多关于圣灵要来到世上的应许。
That one day the Holy Spirit of God will come to dwell permanently on the earth.
有一天圣灵要降临世上，永远居住在其中。
And in Acts chapter 1 verses 4 and 5, Jesus is telling the disciples,
在使徒行传第一章第四到第五节里，耶稣告诉他的门徒
to wait on the fulfillment of the permanent coming of the Holy Spirit before they witness.
在他们为他做见证之前，要等待圣灵降临，常与我们同在的应许实现。
Now, 2,000 years later, the Holy Spirit is here.
2,000 年后的今天，圣灵仍然在这里。
And we know that no one can become a Christian without the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道没有一个人可以不靠圣灵的能力成为基督徒的。
No one can receive Jesus Christ as Savior without the power of the Holy Spirit.
人没有圣灵的能力就不能接受耶稣基督为救主。
And that is why witnessing without the power of the Holy Spirit will produce no results.
所以若不靠着圣灵的能力做见证就不会有任何结果。
Our message is his person.
我们的信息就是耶稣自己。
His manifestation is our proof.
他的显现就是我们的凭据。
His might is our promise.
他的能力就是我们的保证。
I want to tell you about the other three things in our next message.
在下一次的节目中，我要继续跟你谈其他三方面。
I pray that you will come back and listen to the next broadcast because it's very important.
我祈求神让你下次继续收听这个节目，因为其中的信息很重要。
We will begin by talking about the Master's plan to be our priority.
我们会从神的计划是我们首要的事这一点开始讲起。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。下次节目再会。
每当我软弱疲乏，对未来充满惧怕，你对我赤身呼唤，来到你宝座前，你是如此温柔，深知我心里感受，你赐下话语，你光照鲜明，你炼尽我生命。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，你同在是我的安息。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你。 等候你，我重新的你。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，你同在是我的安息。主耶稣，我心紧紧跟随你，等候你，我重新的你。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，我们的信息就是耶稣他自己。虽然在我们这个时代，我们不曾亲眼看见，但依靠圣灵的感动和带领，我们坚信这位伟大的救主，并且甘心乐意地将我们生命摆上。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。